In the pages from the Sefer Teres HaRoeh, he's bringing you a piece from Rav Tzadik. It's very hard to understand what Rav Kook, number of Kook's whole shita of Teres Eretz Yisrael without Rav Tzadik. And what we saw at the end last day of Shabbos was Rav Tzadik brings a famous Ramban. The Ramban is explaining the Pshat and the Gemara. The Gemara by Rav Basra speaks about a level of Nevuah of Ruach HaKadosh Shaloi Nitla Mehachachamim. That even though we no longer have outright prophecy, open prophecy in Nevuah, but there's some sort of a Shirayim or some type of a Nevuah that's called Nevuas HaChachamim. And that's the Inyan that we're talking about. What is this Nevuas HaChachamim, which we've been learning about, which seems to be a stira? Nevuah is Nevuah and Chachma is Chachma. What's the Nevuas HaChachamim? What we saw on the top of page Kuf Pei Vav, I know that might be page 7. The Lashon of the Ramban is where we ended last week. When the Ramban says, Elohochi kama, afa pishan nitla nevuas ha-neviyim, shuha mare v'ha-chazon, even though we no longer have nevuas ha-neviyim, which is Hamara v'achazayin, where the Nevi'im saw visions. His galus hanavur. We don't have that anymore, the Ramban says. But nevuas hachachamim, she b'derech hachachma lo nitla. The Ramban is the one who uses this phrase, nevuas hachachamim. Shibederech HaChachma, Nevuas HaChachma, Shibederech HaChachma, Lo Nitla. The prophecy of the sages of the Chachamim, which is not by way of Marais and Chizyonis, of visions and images, but rather the mysterious infiltration of something that's beyond this world into the Chachma of the Chachamim, into the human wisdom of the Chachamim. The Ramban calls this Nevuas HaChachamim. Shibderech HaChachma, this Nevuas HaChachamim, Shibderech HaChachma, Loi Nitla. This has not been taken. Eliyodim Mahi Emes, Beruach HaKodesh Shibikirvon. That's the Ramban. That the Chachamim know the truth, but the Ruach HaKodesh Shebekirbam. With this Ruach HaKodesh, it's within them. She explains, Klaimer, Chacham loy rayib maris nevuim. A Chacham doesn't see any prophetic visions. Aval kishuhu yeda lachriya, v'sug yimai halacha, but the koach of the Chachamim to be machriya the halacha. You remember we saw with David HaMelech that even though David HaMelech was not as sharp as Doeg and Achitofel, nevertheless halacha is kamaisa b'chol mokom. The halacha is like David HaMelech. And the reason Chazal say is because Vahashem Imai. So this Vahashem Imai is the special, the unique Siyata Dishmai, the Ruach HaKodesh that Chachamim have. Of course, those Chachamim who fit into that definition of Chachmei Torah Sheba'al Peh, with all of the Midas and so on that are required. The ability to be machriya the halacha, to paskin the halacha, the unique siyata d'shmai to paskin the halacha, this is also a madrega of Ruach HaKodesh. And zeh lo nitla. And the Ramban is telling us that this hasn't been taken. Ze lenitov. Ze nishar l'chachamim. Ha'cheles l'achri b'sugi al piruch ha'kodesh ze nishar. And Rav Sada continues. Va'af al pisha nitle me'hanevi'im. And even though this has been taken, Nevuah has been taken from the Nevi'im, ubemes hem chachamim gam kein. The truth is that each of the Nevi'im was a chacham as well. One of the prerequisites for being zoicha to Nevuah was to be a chacham. So each of the prophets was also a great chacham. So rak ha'kavonah the Nevuahs ha'Nevi'im shu hasoge b'derech chazon. The Tzaddik explains that Nevuahs ha'Nevi'im, the additional koch of Nevuah, outright prophecy, that we no longer have. That disappeared with Churban and with Golos and so on. That's the result of Hester Panim, Nevuahs ha'Nevi'im. Shu hasoge b'derech chazon kemarvus ha'Nevi'im zen nitl, aval hasoges Nevuah shemitzad ha'chochma. But this madrega of tapping in to Ruach HaKodesh in order to reach the conclusions in Halacha with the Siyata Dishmaya, that the Ratzon Hashem of how we should live in this world makes its way into the Chochmas HaChachamim, that level of Nevuah, that Hasogas Nevuah Shemitzad HaChochma, Shu Hasogas Ruach HaKodesh Loi Nital. He's explaining the Ramban. That has not been taken. And any Talmud Chochem who fits into this category of Talmud Vosik, we'll talk more about that. Dedicated, devoted, again, doesn't have to be a genius. But whoever fits into this category of Talmud Vosik is Zoiche Lahosik Chiddush Torah, to be Zoiche new revelations of Torah, hashach lechelka, that shayach to his chelik in Torah. Everyone has a chelik in Torah, v'sein chelkenu b'sarasecha, and the Talmud Vosik, who is worthy, is zoicha through hard work to be masig the chidushei Torah that are part of his chelek reserved for him in Shemayim, for him to be able to uncover while in this world. Therefore, we're going to see the muscle. We find on the one hand that the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, rejected outright. He rejected Magidim. We know from the introduction of Reb Chaim Volozhiner to the Vilna Gaon's parish on the Sefer that's nice on a part of the Zohar, we know that there were Magidim, whatever, a Magid, a Malach, that wanted to reveal to the Vilna Gaon Sisrei Torah, secrets of Torah. And the Gra didn't want. And the Gra said he's not interested. He sent them away. And the Gaon said, because any Torah that's not the result of his hard work and his efforts, it's not his chelik in Torah. He doesn't. He's not looking for any welfare for anything for free. It's what he works, that's what he wants. Nevertheless, in the same Hakdama of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, he writes about the Gra. So we see that there were times when the Gaon was working very, very, very hard on something, and I can't imagine what madrigas he was reaching in the understanding of that Indian, but he didn't feel that he got to the bottom of it. And then there was tefillas, he davened, and so on, and his eyes opened up, and he was able to see the pshat and Torah and what he was learning. So there we don't find that the Gaon said, I'm not going to open up my tehillim. No, I'm not opening up my tehillim. I don't want any Ruach HaKodesh. I don't want anything. I don't want any help from Hashem. He never said that. Our ability to learn Torah is, of course, with Hashem's help. The Gaon didn't. The Gaon only didn't want something that he didn't work for. He didn't want a Malach coming and teaching him Torah. He didn't want that. But when he worked and worked and worked, and he did his best to reach an understanding of the halacha, an understanding of the Indian and Kabbalah that he was learning, and he came up against the wall, so of course the Gra tapped into things that were higher to come to his chelik of Teres Hashem. So this is something that is also found throughout the writings of Rav Kook. We'll see that we're going to see a few more pieces. Because in some places, Rav Kook openly supports this mahalach of Nevuah playing a role in halacha. That Nevuah plays a role in halacha. In other places, he seems to be supporting the more traditional view that's quoted in the name of the Rambam, which is very strong on Torah Lo B'Shamayim. No, there's no inyan of Nevuah. There's no inyan between Nevuah and halacha. But when you look carefully at Rav Kook's writings, we'll see a few different pieces in Yetzer Hashem. What emerges is basically this same chilik that we're talking about in Reb Chaim Volozhin's introduction to the Gros Parish and Safa Ditznayse. That of course Rav Kook unquestionably believed with all of his heart that there is a relationship between halacha and nevuah. And he says it in many places. We've seen some of it. And that's what the whole Teres Eretz Yisrael is based upon. The belief that there's a connection between halacha and nevuah. On the other hand, the places where we see that Rav Kook seems to be resisting that and taking the more conventional, traditional stance of Torah Lo B'Shamayim, in those places, as we'll see, it's because he is opposed to any possibility of there being some sort of a sudden revelation which is morbid by way of old-fashioned prophecy to a person who is unworthy, and to a person who hasn't struggled to understand the sugya, who doesn't spend a lifetime in Yigiyas HaTorah with hard work and with davening, and with Tikkun HaMidas, and Tikkun HaBris, and so on. So what he is against is any idea of there being an open kind of revelation to somebody out of the blue. Kilo Hashem is whispering into somebody's ears that this is the halacha, and there Rav Kook screams out, Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi. Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi. But what we're learning now, this Ramban, Rab Tzadik, what we're learning is that when a Talmud Vosik, when a Talmud Chochem is working hard, not only over his learning, but over his Avodas Hashem, that it's not that he sees something by way of a vision or a prophecy, but that that his chelik of Torah becomes revealed to him in a very subtle way through his struggling over the sugya. It becomes revealed to him. And that's what we're learning now. Rav Kook did not accept that there was outright prophecy. I've seen some writers that they were trying to say that Rav Kook had this dangerous idea of, well, that's not true. Rav Kook is only explaining what the Gemara is saying and what the Ramban is saying. That there's something that's called Nevuas HaChachamim. He's never said that Nevuas HaChachamim is that the Chacham have Nevuah, prophecy. He never said that. Torah Lo B'Shamayim. So what's Nevuas HaChachamim? Nitla Nevuah Men HaNeviyim V'Nitla L'Chachamim. What does the Gemara mean? Nevuah was taken from the prophets and was given to the Chachamim. That's what the Ramban is saying, that's what Rav Tzadik is explaining. So he writes, Kosev Medrash. Shekol Masha Talmud Vosik Osa L'Chadish Nitla L'Moshe Ben HaMesina. The Medrash says that any chiddush that some Talmud comes up with in the future, a Talmud Vosik comes up with in the future, it was already given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Now, first of all, Maz Talmud Vosik, how do you sign up for that? What does it mean to be a Talmud Vosik? So Vosik is Kamei Vasikin. Now, of course, everybody thinks that Vasikin means to get up early, but there's to daven Vasikin. But Vasikin really, according to Rashi, Vasikin, I mean, there are different views of, in the Rishonim how to explain Vasikin. Vasikin is referring to certain midas. And primarily the midas, the midah of hanava, of humility. Vasikin, Vasikin, Sanua ve'onav. Sanua ve'onav. Modest and humble. Talmud Tsanua ve'onav. That's what Rashi, you see on the bottom there, in Zion, in the footnote, he brings Rashi, Vasikin anoshim anovim u'mechavavin mitzvah. People who are humble and value a mitzvah, a mechavavin, they love mitzvahs. So Vasik doesn't mean a level of intelligence. Talmud Vasik. Back on top. Shezem Maskelon was Mashri Inu Koidim. Hachachom Ha'amitim. Hachachom Ha'amitim, the true Chachamim. Now, the Midah of Chachma, without going into this at length now, but the Midah of Chachma is inseparable. True Chachma is inseparable from another. And we've spoken of that many times over the years, that the word Chachma is composed of two words, koach ma. And koach ma means the ability of a person to ask ma, what is this? Meaning the ability of a person to acknowledge that without God he knows nothing. Like Moshe and Aaron, v'nachnu ma. That mida of ma is when the person acknowledges that he himself is nothing more than a kli to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chacham Ha'amitim, the trademark of a Chacham Amiti, is humility. That's the trademark of a Chacham Amiti. That's the midas of Chacham. HaChacham Ha'amitim, true Chacham, can't be separated from humility. Only such a person is open to receiving the nevuas hachachamim. Mishabem is botel klape shmaya. Who Talmud Vasik? Therefore, Talmud Vasik is defined as a person who is tsanua v'anav, who is modest and humble. That's the midah of Talmud Vasik. So Chazal say, "Kol Talmud Vasik, shekol ma'ase Talmud Vasik osid lechadesh." The greatness of the Talmud Vasik is that he never thinks that they're his chidushim. He learns, he tries, he does his best. And he's hoping, and he's davening for Siyata Dishmai, that Hashem will open his eyes to understand. And he's constantly waiting for Yeshua Hashem to open his eyes. Because his own way of looking at himself is Ma Nachnu Mecha Inu Mecha Zeinu Matzik is Ma Nomal Fan Hashem Ma Benachnu Ma Karech Ma Chochma. Who are we? What's our lives? Ma nach mecha yin mecha zdeg matzik and matzik. Ma noimel v'necha shom akein. That's a Talmud Vasik. So David HaMelech's midah was Malchus. Malchus is anava. The whole Indian of David HaMelech was humility. Oni ve'evyer. That he considered himself to be empty and impoverished. And therefore, v'Hashem imoy. Hashem was with him. Hashem was with him. And therefore the halacha was kamoisa b'chol makom. He had siyata d'shmai, la sukeh shmai tzalib b'dehilchus, to learn the sugya according to halacha. And you could be a bigger genius like Dog and Achitofel. They were bigger geniuses. But when they were learning, they had all kinds of fantastic pilpulim, but when it came out, l'maisa, it came out wrong. It didn't come out l'halacha. Because they were lacking in this midah, on the Amadrega, they were lacking in this midah of Vasik, of being Sanua and Anav, of Chachma, of true Chachma. Mishabem is Boto Klape Shmai, who Talmud Vasik? Only a person who is Boto Klape Shmai is a Talmud Vasik. That's a Talmud Vasik. He said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Adon HaNevi'im, is the master of all Nevi'im, because the outstanding midah of Moshe Rabbeinu was what? Anava. Anav b'kol adam asher p'nei kol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was outstanding midah. He was b'chol midah nachayna. He had every midah. But the outstanding midah of Moshe Rabbeinu that the Torah goes out of its way to say this is Moshe Rabbeinu was he was an Anav. So the Talmud Vasik, the Rebbe of all Talmidim Vasikim, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe kibal Torah Mesinai. Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to be the kli to receive Torah is because of was that he was an Anav, Mikol Adam, that he was so humble, which is the midah of Chachma, of Koachma. The Messiah of Torah would continue over the generations through the Talmidim Vasikim, who have this quality of Chachma, of Tznius and Anava. That's how the Torah Shebichsav would be handed down, and Torah Shebaal Peh would be continued through the generations, Davka through the Talmidim Vasikim. And they were the ones who would qualify for Nevuas HaChachamim. Kol ma'ashu osad l'chad is a shayach l'chalkai. Zebru HaKadosh megiyei lav. And the chaluk of the Chacham would reach him through the Ruach HaKadosh of Nevuas HaChachamim. Rav Tzadik says, "Zo hasagas ruach hakodesh, shemasig aide hapilpul lishma." You see, that doesn't happen. This doesn't dawn upon you that one day you just have these ideas. That's important. It's very, very important to understand this whole inyan. That's what Rav Tzadik says. "Zo hasagas ruach hakodesh, shemasig aide hapilpul lishma." We're talking about somebody who is learning Torah Lishma, with all that means that we've learned about in the beginning of our Satara. In other words, he's working as hard as he can. And he's learning Torah Lishma. V'e'ef shalova l'zeh ela al yidei ha-kedush akademis. And you cannot come to that without the prerequisite, without that prerequisite of Kedusha, holiness. Another Tznius and Absodic is adding over here Kedusha HaKedemes. Kedusha HaKedemes. So he explains Misha Bala Torah in Kedusha. Somebody who approaches Limud HaTorah with Kedusha, not a subject, with Kedusha. Va'id, so kedusha is one requirement. Va'id omel ba the pilpul ulishma, and working very, very, very hard. That doesn't have to be the biggest genius, but is the kedusha and omel ba the pilpul ulishma. Alzuzoicha, and Rapsodik says, de'ein ruach hakodesh shayra el b'makom kedusha. Ruach HaKadosh does not come to a place unless it's a place of Kedusha. Same thing with a person. Then Ruach HaKadosh Shor Ela B'Makom Kedusha. It has to be fixed up and cleaned out and prepared. Kedusha doesn't just drop in for a visit. I'm sorry, Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh doesn't just stop by. There needs to be all the hachanas to prepare. Look, all Moshe Rabbeinu's life, and then the years that he spent being a shepherd, and the way the Rambam explains what that was and what was going on during that time, and all the hachanas of Moshe Rabbeinu were hachanas and kedusha. You see, even the parashiyas, now these parashiyas, the parashiyas that we're now in, that we started now, the parashiyas that lead up to Maimon Har Sinai, that the Ikka Esik that came down to us during these parashiyas are the union of Kedusha. The parashiyas of Shoivim, that leads to the Yud in Shoivim, of course, is Yisrael. And all the hachanas to come to Maimon Har Sinai, to come, the same way we have by Sfiras HaOmer, the Hachanis and Midas, and all the Hachanis and Kedusha, and the same way that when we were at Har Sinai, V'ayinu Chanim Shleishas Yomim, that we prepared for those 3 days, the Shleishas Mehabala. You can't receive Torah, there can't be His Galus from above, without humility and Kedusha. Dein wa hakadosh shara el b'makom kedusha. That's a tzaddik. So he writes, mamish dvarim nifloim. Ad kama kedei lagil la'achras halacha b'sayif shadar v'tzarech wa hakadosh. How in order to come to hachras halacha, to come to the halacha, there needs to be Ruach HaKadosh. Ze lo yelach acheres, otherwise it doesn't work. Now the end of the Perek over here, in the Sefer, he raises the question of the famous Gemara, from the famous Gemara of Metzia and Daf Nun Tes, which I was thinking maybe, and I have to go over this, it's pretty well known, but since it comes up a lot in the discussions of this inyan, so I guess it's important to just spend a few minutes to finish this up and to review. And then we'll see some pieces from the Aris HaKadosh to help fill in a little bit more what we're missing. As I said, there's a lot on this inyan, and it's Ein L'Dava Seif. So we're just going to try a little bit to familiarize ourselves with the sugya. Certainly enough so that when we hear people speaking in the incorrect way, we'll recognize it. That hopefully we'll be able to recognize. But more so, we'll be able to have a much deeper appreciation for the beauty of Torah and what Hashem is, and how Hashem is Baruch is with us every single moment that we're learning. That's the Ikka. So on page Kuf Pezayin, across over the verse, says, Lo b'shamayim hi. L'chayra mineged l'kol ma shamanu. Now, whatever we learned now, if you would bring this into any Bais Medrash, so there'll be an outcry, of course, with the words Lo b'shamayim hi. Lo b'shamayim hi. What are you talking about? It's a klal in all of halacha. Lo b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in shamayim. In other words, we don't have an inyan of receiving any information from above. And not only do we not receive, but if it is received, it's rejected, and it ruins any. Possibility for us to judge a situation according to the requirements of halacha, which is purely intellectual. So l'chayr minegi l'kom ha'shamanu nitzavah sugyas tanur shlachenoi. This is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. It's very, very famous. Mimena oilish ein mokim lemuravus alaikis b'achros halach. Now, the point of this Gemara is that Hashem is Baruch does not get involved or is kivyochel restricted from getting involved in halachic decisions. So let's take a look at the Gemara, and then we're going to see a little piece of a tshuva that Rav Kook wrote in Halacha regarding the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivin, a little bit of a piece of Rav Kook's tshuva to understand how there's no stira, there's no contradiction between this Gemara and all that we're learning. The Gemara is famous, so let's do it very quickly. Tana, there was a machlokes regarding a sugya in Taharis, the meaning of Tanur Shalachanoi, with a certain type of an oven, and the dinim of Tum and Tahara that we're not going to go into right now. But there was a machlokes in the Beis Medrash. So Tana, Ba'is Ayayim, Heishiv Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Shuvais Shaba'olam, V'le Kiblu Heimenu. Now it was Rabbi Eliezer versus the Chachamim. There was a group of Chachamim who had one view, and Rabbi Eliezer was the minority view. And Rabbi Eliezer came up with all called Tshuvas Shaba'olam. He had fantastic svaris to support his view. Hey, Sherab Eliezer, called Tshuva Shabbatim. He had every answer in the world. Lekiblu Himenu. The Chachamim did not accept his view, even though he had terrific rayas and logic. So again, you all know what happened. Omer Lahem, he said, Im halacha kamaisi charev zeichiach. If the halacha is like me, let this carob tree prove it. They were standing by a charev, by a carob tree. Nerakar charev memkoyme me'ama. All of a sudden, this tree flew up and flew 100 amas away. Va'amrila arba me'asama. Those who say that it wasn't 100, that's an underestimate. But it was 400 amas. It was obviously something supernatural. Amulai. So the response of the Chachamim was, "Ein mevin rayim and acharv. We don't. That's not how halacha works. We're not interested in proofs from a carob tree." Chazav Amulahem and halacha kamayisi. Now, why he uses each one of these is very, very beautiful and interesting. If we'd be learning the Gemara, for the sake of understanding everything here in the Gemara, we would talk about it, but we don't. That's not the point now. But he brings a second one, Chazav Amalahem, and he says, "Im halacha kamaisi, if the halacha is like me, amas hamayim yechichu, let the stream of water prove or be a proof that I'm right." Chazav amas hamayim lachareim. So the water started turning the other direction. That's not a regular thing for water to do that. The river, the brook, started turning in the other direction. We don't bring rayas like this from the water. And each proof that he's trying to bring from the world is a whole different mahalach and machshava. Otherwise, why doesn't he get the point that they're just not interested in supernatural intervention? But we're not going into that now. Let the walls of the Beis Medrash prove that I'm right. And hit the Kaisla Beis Medrash lipo. All of a sudden, the walls of the Beis Medrash, now it's starting to get personal. So the walls of the Beis Medrash are starting to lean over to fall. Gara Behem Rabbi Yeshua, who was the, of course Rabbi Yeshua was the leader of the Chacham in opposition to Rabbi Eliezer. Gara Behem Rabbi Yeshua Amalahem, Im Tamir Chacham Menaschem Zezeb Alocha, Atem Mativcha, Leinoflu Bnei Kvedesh Rabbi Yeshua, Leizokfu Bnei Kvedesh Rabbi Eliezer. So, Rabbi Yeshua, of course, Gara Behem, apparently at this point, their resolve was weakening a little bit. And if Yeshua was mechazik everybody, he was gar, is a lashon of kaz. Im Tamil Chom Natschem Zeze Bahaloche Atematirchem. What's the weakness over here? Halach is halacha. And the way of halach is to be menaschim zezeb halacha, that may the best man win. So what happened in the end was, the walls didn't fall down, but nekvodesh of Yeshua. In other words, why should Rabbi Yeshua in effect was saying, again the Mefarshim talk about this, in effect was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're doing what we're supposed to do. Tamil Chom and Aschim says about Locha. Tamil Chom, he was Mechazik the Chacham, and he was saying to Hashem that Tamil Chom are supposed to be arguing in Halacha and to use our understanding as best as we could. So now this building is going to fall on us. Like, then we're all going to get killed. That's what's going to happen. Shaloid Naflum Nekvedesh of Yeshua. So the building did not fall down. Yeshua Gor Behen, according to the simple pshat, really means that he yelled at the walls. He yelled at the walls to say, we're learning halacha in the right way. What right do you have to come and fall on us? Again, it's interpreted on different levels. He was yelling at the walls, he was davening to Hashem, and he was making a point to the Chacham on all three levels. But the simple pshat is that he was yelling at the walls. What are you doing? So God, Rabbi Yeshua, Amal Hamim, Tamil Chom Natsum Zezeb Alocha, Atam Ativcha. What do you think you're doing? This is how we're supposed to learn Halacha. Loi Norflu Nekvedish of Yeshua. Okay, beside the walls did not fall because of the covenant of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua yelled, and because of the covenant of Rabbi Yeshua, the walls didn't fall. Loi Zokfu, but on the other hand, the walls didn't just return to become straight as they were originally, when they quoted Rabbi Eliezer, because of the covet of Rabbi Eliezer, who said the walls should fall down. So Vadayin Matin V'Oimdin. I don't know what happened to this Beis Medrash, but Adayin Matin V'Oimdin, that over the years it was known to everybody that they saw that the walls of that Beis Medrash were all leaning, but they stopped in a certain place. I guess you can go there. People were able to go there and see that. Martin Voimden. Where? What, in the Golan? There's a place like that?
Yeah.
Everything in the Golan is Martin Voimden. I don't know. So, they took you on a tour and they told you that somewhere? That's the Beis Medrash? Okay. Lot's wife. Vadayin Martin Voimden.
Two stone pillars.
We have a word for that. There's a term for that. It's called Department of Tourism. Chaz of Armalahem. Imalofa Kamaisi. So Rabbi Lez is not done with this. He's not done. So the walls got scared and the walls stopped. And they're like hanging over there like that. He's not done. Now he goes directly to the Rabbi Shlalom. Chaz Ramalham, Im Alocha Kamaisim and Shemaim Yechichum. It'll be proven from Shemaim that I'm right. Yotz Abbas Kol Va'amra, a voice came down from Shemaim and said, Malachem Etzer Rabbi Eliezer, Shalocha Kamaisim B'chol Yomakam. Why are you arguing with Rabbi Eliezer? Halacha is like him, B'chol Makam. Be passing like Rabbi Eliezer. A voice came down from Shemaim. At this point, Omad Reb Yeshua al Raglov, so not only was he yelling at the walls, but even Takadosh Baruch Hu, when he said Va'oma, that's where it came from, Loi B'Shamayim Hi. In all due respect, Kivyocha, we're not interested in your opinion. Loi B'Shamayim Hi, Torah is not in Shamayim. My Loi B'Shamayim Hi, Omad Reb Yirmiya, Shekvad Nitna Torah Mehar Sinai. Lo B'Shamayim means the Torah was given to us. In other words, you had your chance, you know. That was your big day. The big day was Shavuos, Maimon HaSinai. You had your chance. If you had anything to say, you should have said it back then. But since that time, we're not interested. That's you said what you wanted to, you're fine. And since then, ein onu mashgichin b'basko, we don't pay attention to voices from Shemayim. Ein onu mashgichin b'basko. We're not interested in divine intervention or some supernatural editorial piece. We're not interested. Shekvaka savta b'asinai b'tayra achar ab l'hatis. The Torah that you gave us at Hasinai, you wrote in your Torah that we follow the majority. So it's all of us versus Rabbi Eliezer. We win. That's what you wrote in your Torah. Acharam lahatres. That's what happened. Then the Gemara says, ends by saying, Ashker Rabbi Nosson Elio, that it happened that Rabbi Nosson, sometime, I guess, close to when that happened, that Rabbi Nosson met, he was zeichah to meet Eliyahu Navi. Omalei mai ovid kutshebichu by he shaita. And Rabbi Nosson asked Eliyahu Navi, what did Hashem do when he heard such a thing? Like, what was Hashem doing when this happened? He asked Eliyahu Navi, what was Hashem's reaction to this? It's a big chutzpah. Torah l'b'shamayim hi. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction? My Ovid Kutshebichu by he shaita at that time. What did Hashem do? Amalei kechayich v'ame nitzchuni banai nitzchuni nitzchuni banai nitzchuni banai. That my children have defeated. Hashem smiled and he said, my children have defeated me, my children have defeated me. Hashem smiled. He had nachas, he was proud of us, and he said, nitzchuni banai, that they've defeated me. This is one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. There are books and books and books written about this Gemara. But it certainly seems to demonstrate to prove the conventional Mahalach that we were raised with, that we were taught, that Nevuah has nothing to do with Halacha. Nevuah has nothing to do with Halacha, Torah lo b'shamayim. This is the most famous Makar for that view. Now, you can't just ignore this Gemara. So he explains, Ba'is ayer nitash vikuach oz ben chacham. There was a powerful, big machloikas between the chachamim. Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkan is Menasa Leichichet Sikosa Mikarach Raya Salaikias. Rabbi Elazar is trying to prove his point by using supernatural Rayas. Lirak Zeb, Besafish of Bikuach, and Hashem Yipiel Yom Mufurish, Beshemaim Haloch, and Nitzuk Kamaisai. What comes out is that in Shemaim, the Marishon passing is in Shemaim. Hashem said, what do you want from Rabbi Eliezer? Halach is k'moyzer b'chamokim. In other words, Hashem paskins in Shemaim, they pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Rak Meshe Bezdin Hechviya Acheres. The only thing is that the only reason that Hashem Yisbarach gave in was because the Bezdin on earth, meaning the majority, or Chacham, the Bezdin on earth, Hechviya Acheres, paskins otherwise. Nitzchu habonim es avim shebishamayim. That was the Baruch Shalom's halacha, which you would say is the absolute truth. But God knows to be the halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't concede that he was wrong. There's no such thing. Hashem just said, Nitzchu nibonai. Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that response. And that's why he smiled. And as the Mefarshim explained, there was a great test that was taking place that was going to determine whether or not the Chacham could be trusted with the Torah Hashem and to learn Torah in the right way. And the unbelievable confidence kivyocha that Hashem showed in the Chacham by conceding and smiling and saying that that's how Allah, they pass in the Bezen Shamata. So Akash Baruch Hu tears up his page in his Shulchan Aruch, and he puts in the page, a new page in his Shulchan Aruch, according to the Psak of the Bez Neshamata. And the million questions of the Gemara. This is an astonishing Gemara. Madhima. Astonishing. And there are many, many questions. In Hashkofe, in Hatara works, there's many, many, many questions. If there's absolute truth, does that mean now that what we're doing is wrong? The Chachamim were the majority in the Paskin. But Hashem already said that the halacha is like Eliezer. So, what does that mean about what they did afterwards? And many other questions. Da'ilon abekach shemikan oyla histaigus. Next page, 8. Necheretzes mimuravais eloikis betalich alamida v'achros halach. Let it suffice to say that this Gemara has been the source of a tremendous resistance to the belief in, or acceptance in any divine intervention or any divine role in halacha. This is the Gemara. There's no mixing from Shemayim. Muroves Eloikis. In the way of learning and achros halacha. So how do we understand what we've been learning? Well, Tzadik and Rav Kook. The Ramban. Tzadik. The Ramban. The Vuas HaChachamim. What does the Gemara mean? Afa Pish Nitla Nivu Min HaNeviim. Even though Nivu was taken from the Neviim, it was given to the Chachamim. What do you mean that there was Nivu given to the Chachamim? That's Chazal say. What do you mean Nevuah was given to the Chacham? They're not saying Nevi'ahs. There's no Nevi'ahs. There are no visions. So what does that mean? So Harav Zatzal is Maidirim Kaishizeh. Rav Kook and Rav Tzadik, of course, also other Tzadikim, the Lashem, all the Tzadikim, had to deal with this Gemara. He brings one place here Bigeris Shlel, he talks about in the letter that we had before Ubetshuva B'Shel Tshuvas Mishpat Kohen Simen Tzadik Vav. There's a very famous tshuva regarding the Kedusha of the Har Bayis, the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, which is very much nogeya to the whole question of going up nowadays to the Har Bayis, which there's still a tumult about. But the truth is there are many places where Rav Kook addresses this issue of the Gemara Bav Metzia. In that tshuva, Bohu Don Ba'arichas B'inyin Kedushas Har Bayis Kayayim. In that tshuva, Rav Kook discusses the issue of Kedushas Harabayis, the Kedusha of the Harabayis in Yerushalayim nowadays. In Golas and with Churban and in the Apse, with there being no Beis HaMikdash, is there still Kedusha to the Harabayis? In the Sefer Mitzvos Chabur, we spent a lot of time on this. It's a tremendous, tremendous discussion in Halacha. The Rambam is in the sixth parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechir, Halacha Yudal. The Rambam and the Rav, this is a huge topic in Halacha. But in Yaneinu, it's the Kedua Benayis is a Nechlugar Rambam V'Harayvit. It's very well known that there's a big Machlokes Rambam and Raivit. The Rambam held that the Kedusha was known as Kitchel Ashaita, Kitchel Ashalava. That the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was Kitchel Ashaita. The Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Ashaita, Kitchel Ashalava. That the Kedusha back then, the Kedusha Shnia Be'ezra Sofer, is Kitchel Ashaita, Kitchel Ashalava. The Kedusha is forever. In other words, even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Har Habayis and the Mokam HaMikdash, the place, maintains its holiness. And therefore, according to the Rambam, if anybody walks over there, goes up to the place, and he goes, Chas V'Chalila, goes where he's not allowed to go, So it's chayv karis. It's bad. The Ravid, on the other hand, holds the kedusha shniyah kitchel l'shayt if a like kitchel asalav. That the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was only as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash. The kedusha of the Har Bayis was only as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no longer kedusha. Okay, so this is a regular, although really, really, really important discussion halacha between two of the greatest Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid. And it was a fair discussion, and everybody's playing according to the rules. But then the Ravid, as he does a few times in whatever we have left from the Ravid, we don't have most of what he wrote, the Ravid then all of a sudden throws in this curveball, or I guess better to say, more like an atomic bomb. And he ends and says, Shekach nigluli misod Hashem liyareyev. Nigluli misod Hashem liyareyev. This was revealed to me, this was made known to me as a secret of Hashem that's revealed to those who fear Him. Okay, what are you supposed to do with that? Kach nigluli misod Hashem liyareyev. And as you could argue with me all you like, and the rabbi could say, you know what, maybe you're smarter than me. But kach nigluli misod Hashem liyareyev. They told me from Shemayim that this is how it is. Kach nigluli misod Hashem liyareyev. He was a very holy person. He was one of the main links in the chain of the Messiah of Kabbalah, of the Mekubalim, the rabbi. So what's the Rambam? What was the Rambam's reaction? Of course, the Rambam didn't respond to that. They say, what do you, that's not fair? Or what do you say? Torah Lava Shemayim. The answer we would expect from the Rambam would be, you could have all kinds of visions, you could have all kinds of secrets, say that, and I'm not saying you're not a God-fearing person, you're a bigger tzaddik than me. I don't care. Torah Lava Shemayim. Unless you can come up with an answer for my, unless you could argue with me and prove that I'm wrong, Torah Lava Shemayim. That's what we would expect the Rambam's answer to be if he would be responding. So, kamuvan nisuach zeh tamu ma'od. The nusach here of all of a sudden in a halacha sefer saying such words that nigli misayid Hashem liyareyev, that this was revealed to me as a secret to those who that's revealed to those who are God fearing. This is of course a tamu ma'od. This is very odd. Lo ma'ase helenu le'el. According to all that we've been learning until now, how do we understand all of this? So we're not going to start this now, but Mitzvah we'll see next week, that Rav Kook explains that the Ravid was not coming to be Machriya the Halacha through Nevuah. He was not. And Rav Kook over here supports the outcome of the Gemara, the Torah is Lava Shemayim, that you cannot decide halacha based upon the Nevuah, and he explains that the Rabbi could not possibly have been suggesting such a thing. So how does Nevuah play into the discussion, and what did the Rabbi mean? Yet Hashem will continue next day of Shabbos.